need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Xmas elves and Hanukkah hotties, and Kwanzaa kinksters and Bodhi Day babes, femdoms and femcoms, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, Buddha, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, or that great con artist preacher man, or that great swindler rabbi in the sky. We don't know. One thing we do know. We are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to the Dr. Susan Block Speakeasy Cathedral of the Church and Temple of Bonoboville. We're in the womb room, baby. Mm-hmm. Where we are celebrating the solstice, you know, winter is here, and we want to light up the darkness and heat up the cold. Although it's pretty hot here in LA, so I don't know about that. But yeah, you know, I mean, we're celebrating different holidays. It was Bodhi Day last week, actually, but happy Bodhi Day. That's the day the Buddha attained enlightenment. And it is the sixth night of Hanukkah, with a capital. That's right, brothers and sisters. And we're working our way up to Christmas. Oh, yeah, baby. What I got in my stockings for you. But tonight is the fifth night of Hanukkah. That's right. Happy Hanukkah. Chag Sameach Hanukkah. Captain Max, are you there? Captain Max. I don't know where he is, but okay. He's disappeared.
No, I was on the toilet.
Oh, the toilet. Well, that is very nice. Oh.
It's my bladder cancer.
Oh, yes. We talk about taboo things here on this show, such as peeing. Yes, we are very blasphemous. But we also have a lot of heart. And actually, Captain Max and I are both... I think you're wearing yours. I don't know. I'm wearing my Star of David that was made by prisoners in LA's Twin Towers.
That's
from
right.
Prison uniforms. Yes, they usually make crosses, but they made me a Star of David, a regular viewer of the show, although I take no responsibility for the fact that he
for
was...
For 2 packets of ramen.
2 packets of... two soups. Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
It's pretty good, right?
You couldn't get a handmade, you know, religious icon like this for 2 packets of ramen on the outside.
True.
No, not at all. But, you know, it's it just reminds me, you know, of the police brutality and those things that are very un-Bonobo that we struggle against here in Bonoboville. I mean, we don't struggle too hard. You know, obviously, we're having a lot of fun laying around in bed, and I have some amazing guests tonight. And we are going to celebrate Hanukkah. I'm going to introduce my guests, first of all, and then I'm going to tell you the Hanukkah story. And then I'm going to get their help in lighting the candles. And then maybe we're going to do some hot wax. And yes, we are going to do some hot wax. And we're also going to have some comedy and prayer. Bonobo style. And Max.
Yes.
Yes.
We have a little sex too, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's hot wax.
Oh, the hot wax.
Right. Okay. And also, there's going to be Hanukkah Bonoboville Communion.
Oh.
With Manischewitz wine.
Don't tell Mara that.
Right. Mar might participate for the first time. So, there's going to, of course, it's all sex, you know. But it's true, the story of Hanukkah is not very sexy. So I'm going to introduce my sexy guests first, and then I'm going to try to encapsulate the story of Hanukkah and get to that hot wax, baby. So, first of all, I want to introduce someone who hasn't been here for a while, one of my favorite people, and she is both an artist, a performance artist, and a mistress, a kinkster, and someone I've known for, I don't know, over a couple of decades. And
you've known her longer than you've known me.
No, that's not true.
That's not
true. I've known her submissive, who was a great artist, Bob Flanagan, longer than you. But then I met Sherry with you. And this is Sherry Rose.
I know who she is.
You came... Well, I'm telling my audience, okay? not just you. I mean, although you are my most important audience, Captain Max. Oh, yes. I love you. And it is a mitzvah, which means a good deed, to have sex on a holiday, Jewish holiday like this, right? Sherry Rose, say hi on your microphone.
Is it on?
Yes. Great. You are on, it's, baby.
It's wonderful to be here, Susan, especially to celebrate this wonderful
Turn up
holiday.
Her mic a little.
Yeah, turn up her mic.
Yeah, it seems a little soft for some reason. Soft, is that the right word?
Maybe not too hard.
Well, no.
Not too hard.
We will raise up ye who are limp, and we will make wet ye who are dry. If the spirit of sex is with us tonight, brothers and sisters, that is what we will do. And you have on one of my talises, or talit in Hebrew. And it's very sacrilegious because, of course, these are supposed to be what the men wear, right?
Well, women wear... Tallises now. They do.
Oh, they do. Okay.
Yes, they absolutely
Well, I'm
do.
Glad to know that I'm not being sacrilegious.
You're not being sacrilegious at
Although
all.
I think the rest of my outfit makes it that way.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's pretty beautiful myself.
Thank you. Yes, indeed.
Good girl.
We're
okay,
good.
And let me introduce her again. Phoenix Dawn, my assistant.
Hi.
Yay. Wearing a beautiful little lilac number. Stand up. Show off the lilac number.
It's gorgeous.
This is quite something. You can wear this to my Hanukkah party any day.
Uh-huh.
You bet.
It's beautiful. Mm.
Very, very sexy. And we have Christine Dupre, who is also very, very sexy. Yep, open it up, girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all she has to do is open it up, and that's it. You know?
Wow.
But you should stand up also and show us your outfit. I'll hold this for a sec. And look at those boobs keep falling out. Yes,
oh
I know
God.
You don't really mean for them to fall out, do you, Christine?
No, but they just keep popping out.
Oh,
the titties.
Too bad.
Free the
and
titties.
And she's in beautiful holiday. Yeah. Red lace and black. Mm.
Yes, and I love to play and wrestle and frolic and mm-hmm. have fun.
Okay. And we have some playful ladies who are comedians. And and so here is Lady Tuesday.
Hey, everybody.
And Caramel Grace.
Hey, wow. What's going down?
Yeah. And Lady Tuesday is also an author, I should say.
Yeah.
Wrote right. a book about female comedy, comedians.
Yes.
I should also say that that Christine is an author, too, wrote a book called Hot Romantic. So,
all kinds of ideas to keep the thrill alive.
And actually, Sherry is kind of an author. Is this?
Well, it's Bob Flanagan's writing.
Bob Flanagan.
But we put it together.
Yeah, mm. yeah, yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Very and sexy, by the way. A lot of sexy stuff in there.
A lot of sexy stuff if you like nailing your balls to a plank, right?
Ouch!
Well, you know, I said femdoms and femcoms. So, yeah, okay. So here we are. We're all here. I don't know. How many people here have celebrated Hanukkah before? I know, of course, Sherry has many times.
Yeah, many
I
times.
Know you're a virgin to Hanukkah.
Oh, good.
Have you ever had a Hanukkah? Never had a Hanukkah?
Right.
Never had a Hanukkah?
I actually worked at a Jewish facility. That,
okay.
Yeah, so, yeah,
okay.
I
so
have.
A facility.
Facility.
Now you can.
Wow.
That sounds intriguing.
We're going to pop some cherries today.
I have a degree in psychology. I worked at a group home.
Okay. So a bunch of old people.
No, it was
so,
kids.
So all they could do was sing the Hebrew prayers, probably. Yeah. That's all they could think of. They can't remember where they put their glasses or their teeth, but they can remember the prayers. I'm a little bit like that. And that's why you're going to be subjected to me singing the Hebrew prayers. And I'm so sorry. I want to apologize for that in advance. But I am going to do that because, well, I grew up with them. And, you know, even though I don't really believe that any one particular God is any more God-like than any other God or goddess, I do kind of, like everybody, you know, cherish certain childhood memories. And, yeah, it makes me kind of feel young again. That's why we always like to remember things from our childhood, whether it's through a prayer or through a sexual fantasy, baby. Mm-hmm. And that makes us feel really young, you know. Yeah. So, the Hanukkah story is really kind of horrible in a way. I don't like it very much, but I'll tell it very quickly. And then we're going to light the candles, and you're all going to help me with this. It's kind of based on history, although it could be fake news, I don't know. But supposedly there was this Syrian king who was sort of put in place by the Greeks, sort of like Donald Trump put in place by the Russians. Something like that.
Yeah.
Tonight, by the way, Trump is Hitler. I don't know if you noticed this. He has a Hitler mustache.
His hair actually looks great today.
Yeah. Well, it's
I've
rubber.
I've never seen it look so wonderful.
Yeah, that's true. But his horns keep falling off, you know? And that's the thing. We've got to remember he is the devil, and we cannot normalize this, right? Can't normalize, so we don't normalize.
Get a good shot of this guy. Okay, if you see him on the street, you know what to do.
Stick my nails, punch his balls, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is his tiny little dick, by the way. He might have some, you know, so, you know. And, yeah, so he's got the Hitler mustache on. Sometimes he wears the KKK hat. But tonight, okay, the devil made him do it. Okay, so this story is about, it happened around the time that the Greeks were kind of running things. And they put this Syrian king, Antiochus, in charge of Jerusalem and all the Jews. And he says, hey, you know, you guys can worship your God, no problem. You just have to worship ours too. And, you know, Zeus and, I don't know, Aphrodite, all these fun gods. So, hey, if I was a Jew back then, I certainly would have been worshiping all the gods along with the other assimilated Jews. I would not have been one of the Maccabees, and the Maccabees, of course, are the heroes of this story, and they revolt because they only wanted to worship their one god, Adonai, you know, Yahweh, Jehovah, right? You know the name. Okay, so they wanted to worship only that one and nobody else, and that's kind of intolerant in a way. I mean, I'm not like all for the corporate Greeks, although they weren't exactly corporate, but they were an empire. And yet, I certainly would not have been on the side of the fundamentalist Maccabees, who you could say were a kind of Taliban for their time. Nodding, right?
They were radical. They were definitely militant radicals.
They were. And they're the heroes of this story. So it's kind of a fucked up story. And yet, I have wonderful memories of Hanukkah because of, well, basically because of the menorahs, because of the lights, because of the candles. And so we're going to light the candles, also the wine. but we'll light the candles first. So do we have a light?
Here you go.
All right, honey. Thank you. Okay. So now, let's see. It's the fifth night of Hanukkah. So we're going to do the five. Oops. How come there aren't candles in there? We need to have candles in there. Yeah, we need to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 candles in there. So we're going to have 5 candles in there. That's good. We love to look at Phoenix Dawn bend over anyway.
Yeah.
It's a good view from the front and from behind. Yes.
Very mm-hmm. cute.
Oh, yes. Okay. And in we go. Oh, don't put two pinks next to each other. Yeah. Let's have some integration.
Integration.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, put the colors on different. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We are lighting our little menorah. And, the story of Hanukkah really just goes to show that one person's freedom fighter is another person's terrorist. Mm. Right? I mean, it's a little confusing in the Hanukkah story as well as in the Middle East now, and also it's very confusing in general. Okay, except, right, here we go. So we do know that this guy is the devil, especially for putting the American embassy in Jerusalem. It doesn't do anything for Jewish people, and it just makes everybody hate us even more. So you are bad for that.
Yes.
And that's for taking away our net neutrality, or trying to, anyway.
Whoop his ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Get back.
Trouble is, he might like it too much.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, you know, he might really like to be beat up like that.
Well, here's the thing.
Certainly beat up verbally.
I'm going to put a gag in him. And so hopefully he'll like it and stay that way. Because if he stays gagged, then that's a good thing. Okay, so we're going to light the candles. So you should certainly light a set. You want to light my Aladdin lamp candles?
Yeah, absolutely.
And who else wants to light some candles? Anybody?
Can I light some balls?
Yeah, you want to light some candles?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to take this. This is called the shamus. Okay. It's called the shamus, which means the slave.
No, I have this one.
You got, okay, wait.
There's 5.
I don't know. Why is there?
We're going to get a black lady the slave one.
Yeah. Well, no.
That's how we're going to do this.
That's right, except we give... I also have a slave.
You know I'm a comedian.
One.
I got to say
that. I know. But I'm a teacher. So I have to explain that this is the slave or the servant candle that lights the other candles. AKA the Shamus. All right. Do you know the prayer?
Yeah.
Sort of?
I do.
Yeah? Okay, so we're going to do it. Okay. I'm going to take the robe off because.
Yes.
It's getting hot in here. Okay, okay. Baruch Atadonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvotav, Mitzivanu Lehadlik Ner, Shel Hanukkah. You have to light them now. Okay, so let me give you this. Yeah. Baruch Atadonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, Shehechianu, V'kiyamanu, V'higianu, Lazman Hazeh. Amen.
Ah, women.
Ah,
women.
Women.
These two are kissing.
I know. Some of these candles just take a while to light.
They won't.
No, they will. They will. They're just stubborn.
Like me.
Sound like the man I just left. Stubborn.
Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
Oh, okay. And this one goes in the worker bee.
And I guess they're lit. Did you get all yours lit?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, they look all drippy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
they do.
They do.
Okay.
They're very erect, actually. Pretty erect.
So we take this one because it's the Shamus.
The Shamus, yeah. And it goes...
That goes there, right.
Oh, okay.
It's elevated.
How does the servant get an elevated thing?
Well, sometimes it's elevated.
How does that work?
Because servants get elevated because they are important.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
At least in this little celebration. Yeah. So... Okay, so one thing we used to do when I was a kid, and I used to love this, is candle races. So it's not a race to see who finishes first. It's a race to see who finishes last. Mm-hmm. So who do you think will finish last? Which of these candles? Sherry.
A specific candle? Or
yes, a specific candle. You're going to put your chocolate on one candle.
This one right here.
The pink one.
The pink one. Yeah.
The pink one. Okay. Very good. And you, Christine, what candle do you want to pick that you think is going to last the longest?
Oh, I think that one, the
pink one. Talking to your mic.
I think the pink one.
Yeah, the Shamus.
The tallest.
The Shamus.
The farthest from the lap.
Yeah, the working one.
Oh, is that the one that she picked?
The slave.
Okay. Okay. So you are, which one of you is picking it? You are going to pick the red one here?
Yes.
Yep, good choice, okay? Because, of course, it doesn't have a lot of flames around
it's
it.
The taller.
Right, okay, so which one are you picking?
I picked the white one at the end.
The white one here?
Yes.
Right, that was my Shamus. Or this one? Or this one?
The one that's leaning.
The leaning tower of Shamus. Okay, actually, that's not the Shamus. The Shamus is in the middle in that case. Okay, and which one do you want?
No, I want that pink one right there.
That pink one. Okay, since you're my assistant, you have to pick last. Okay, what do you want?
I want this red one right here.
That red one. Boy, that one's all drippy.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That one's going to go fast.
She wants to lose.
You want to lose.
Yeah, she want to lose. It's smaller than all of.
Oh, wait. Is it the last one to burn? Or like
it's
the first
the last one.
Right. Oh, can I switch that? I thought it was the first one.
Okay. So she's learning. Susan. She's a Hanukkah virgin.
What happens to the loser?
Okay.
What happens to the loser?
She's already taking her money. Okay. So now, do you want to still be with the red
can
one?
Can I use that red one right there?
Well, no. She picked that one.
Oh, shit.
Tootsie got that.
What about this one right here?
This one. That one. Okay. Okay. Put your money down on that one. That's
Boom.
A good one. That one's a little farther away from the other fires.
He's not about that life.
What happens if we lose, Susan?
Well, there's hot wax. There's spankings. Mm. There's strip dreidel.
Oh.
No.
Come on, candle. Come on, candle.
And if you win... There's chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and of course, we should light the cocks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I don't really like the Hanukkah story too much, But one thing I do like about Hanukkah is that it's all about miracles.
Right.
That's right. It's all about the miracle of the light, the everlasting light, the light that was supposed to go out within a day, but that lasted 8 days. And so it's probably just a totally made-up story. But I like miracles because they happen sometimes.
They do.
Basically, they're not really unscientific. It's just something you don't expect, something that you don't know what is really going to happen, and then this thing happens. So that's why we want to thank God, the goddess, all the Jewish, Christian...
all the gods.
Buddhist,
Hindu.
Muslim, Hindu, pagan gods and
pagans,
goddesses.
We like the pagans.
We're
yes.
going to
yes.
thank
word, word.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for yes. the miracle in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I must say, we owe it a great degree. The miracle of Alabama is, of course, that Doug Jones won the election there for Senate, for the Senate seat, and Roy Moore lost. Now, you would think it's not a big deal that such a racist, sexist pig would lose.
Pedophile as well.
Yeah. Pedophile.
Well, honestly, he's an ephebophile. I know. I'm a sex therapist. I get nitpicky about it. But,
right.
you know, he's after 14-year-olds, which is not a good thing by any means. But it's technically
an ephebophile. By a 30-year-old, it's not a good thing.
No, no.
Terrible.
And anyway, so, yeah, he's not a good thing in many, many ways, Roy Moore. And, gosh, we almost got him in the Senate. I mean, really, we owe it to black women.
Black women.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Go get them.
That's true.
And we from Alabama.
Oh, are you serious?
Right.
Roll Tide.
Really? Are you serious?
Roll
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
You're from Alabama.
We make shit happen.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You must have had some relatives vote, I guess.
I made all their asses get out and vote.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Get your ass out there. Get that cracker out.
I thought it was Obama. It was you. I mean, somebody made them get out and vote, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because that same district, of course, went for Trump. I mean, that same state, excuse me,
oh my God.
Went for Trump. And it's just that I think people woke up. Some people woke up. In Alabama, if we can wake them up in Alabama, we can wake them up anywhere.
True, come on now.
And this, this was...
Yeehaw!
Take these fucking Nazis out. Take them out.
That's right. Take this Nazi out.
I know
out.
These fucking Nazis. Take them the fuck out.
Out. His penis, though. Bless him. Oh, wow.
He's just a big dick with a little tiny penis. So, you know, it was a referendum against Trump. I mean, it was certainly against Roy Moore in all the particulars. But Trump supported him. Steve Bannon went down there. And speaking of fire, he gives a fire and brimstone speech in Alabama. And it was scary. But they didn't do it.
Yay.
That's right. Trump got taken to the woodshed and whooped.
Yeah.
Good.
The woodshed.
Yeah. That's right. So you have relatives there.
Absolutely. Everybody's there. I left. I couldn't take it.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
But now, you know, they...
I still wouldn't go back.
No.
It's just because they did that, it's still very bad to me, for me.
Yeah. No, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. And they just did it by a hair. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Very...
I'm actually wearing the hair that
Right. Yeah. The braided hair.
All right.
No, really. I'm embarrassed, but all the white people voted for that fuckhead. You know, most of them, like in the 90 percentiles.
Well, you got to understand, it's some white people that's just terrible, and then it's some cool-ass white people, just like blacks. I don't like everybody that's black.
Well, right.
You know, it's a misconception. All of it, I mean, I put it like this. It's some niggas, and then it's some black people. I don't like niggas. I love black people, though.
You
like
can
I
say
like
that.
White people. I don't like crackers.
Right.
It's different. So it's all. If you had some misunderstanding, now you understand.
Right.
It's good whites, and then you got your crackers, and it's some niggas, and then you got your blacks.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, okay. That I'm glad you explained that to us.
Okay, thank
you. Uh-huh.
You have two black women black, on your show.
Yes. We black women. We not niggas. We black. Yes, I mean.
Okay. Well, I
cleared that
I,
up.
I,
yes.
I knew, I knew a little bit about your melatonin, but I didn't know about your Alabama statehood. Are you also
right.
from Alabama, Lady Tuesday?
Yes.
Wow. You are. What
well,
part of
hope,
Alabama?
Then.
I'm from Hale County.
Talk into.
I'm from Hale County,
yeah.
Sawyerville.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And
a small town, about 1,200
thank
people.
Thank you. Thank you for my mic.
Yes, about 1,200.
Okay.
And when I left, so it's about 1999.
Okay.
And I'm from Florence, Alabama.
Uh huh. When did you leave?
I left 2 years ago.
Okay.
So yeah.
And you're both comedians.
Yes. Miss.
And you
yes.
were going to do a little. 2 minute or
ooh, yeah.
A little comedy
a
for
few
us?
A 2 minute stand up. Yes.
Yeah, you
want to
you stand up? You ready to stand
oh,
up?
Oh, no, I don't stand up when I do stand up.
Okay,
sit
I'll
down.
Sit down too.
There's no sense in all that. No, people do a lot of cardio when they're doing stand up, and I don't believe in all that. It's about the funny. It's a few things I don't understand because I had a kid when I was a teenager. So that kind of threw my mentality off for a little while. I never understood why gay people, gay men, always have cats. I thought pussy and kitty cat was out of the equation. I mean, you know, and another thing that I have been struggling with, I mean, keep in mind, I had a daughter when I in the 80s, and I was just born in the 70s. So
that's precocious.
But the cool thing about it was, me and my daughter went to school together. She took a lot of my notes in school. She carried my books. She was in charge of my pom poms. I recall guys used to ask if they could carry my books, and I would tell them no. My daughter got that. You could probably carry her. You know, her little legs could use a little break. I got tired of women calling men dogs. You know, that's something I felt we always needed to stop was, you know, calling men dogs, and we need to call them what they are. You know, they're strong, they're protective, they're like lions, you know, the kings of the jungle. Because that's what they'll be doing, lying across your couch, uh-huh. playing a video game, you know, lying about where he was last night.
Oh, yeah.
And lying about having a job interview in the morning.
True. And this guy's the best example of a lion.
And see, that's the thing. See, I'm really not a fan of Donald Trump. Because I'm not a fan of anybody who's a racist. I do have a problem with being a racist now. However, I am a facist, though, because I do believe ugly people cause problems. They're the ones, you know. No, I'm going to tell you, if you ever somewhere and some shit happens, look at the face of the person that caused the problem. That's going to tell you everything in itself right there. But I've been married for a few years now, and I've been trying to get a divorce. But, you know, he's not going for it. He's one of those kind of men that he likes to create rules and tell you what to do and all this and that. And, you know, I'm too outspoken for that, to deal with rules and have some type of restriction. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm married to a slave driver, like I'm married to a white man, a cracker, if you will, a cracker. You know, sometimes. But no, what I'm dealing with these days is my husband is battling cancer, bladder cancer.
Oh.
So Hanukkah.
My husband had that.
So Hanukkah for me. I'm battling. Dementia with my mother-in-law. See, and that was one of my rules in life that the next person that I date or that I marry, I'm going to ask them if their mother is alive because that's a turnoff to me. I need to know, you know, I could care less what you do for a living. I would like to know, is your mama dead? Because that's more important to me, you know, because I've dated mama's boys, and men who have a very strong connection with their mother, to the point where I had a mother ask me if I was making her son come.
Whoa.
Would you like to come and see? I'm not really sure how you address something like that. You know, but another thing that I would like to address is just, you know, sex. I'm not having a lot of it. And I know that that has a lot to do with how I think now. Women are sexy. Sexier than I ever thought possible. Remember, we were having a conversation about that. I started looking at women like, oh, okay. But that's because of, what's your boy's name? He was married to...
Jenner.
Yeah, the Jenner brother. What's his name?
Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner. That's the one. That's why I can't marry. That's why I can't wear MAC lipstick no more. I'm afraid that my balls may drop. You know, he's doing ad campaigns for MAC makeup.
Yeah.
I had to boycott them. I can't wear MAC makeup. You know, I don't want to set a hairy boy. You know, he went all his life as a man and didn't get man of the year. Talked about being a woman and got woman of the year. My ovaries felt a certain kind of way about that.
Mine too, honey.
I can't understand. You know, things have changed so much in the world. It's about you deciding if you want a penis or a vagina.
Why not both?
Together, yes.
I have a penis in my hand.
And it's a lovely blue one.
Yeah.
But see, guys would have a problem with blue balls.
Yeah. And with a burning head, I think, too.
Burning head and blue balls.
Yeah.
With the burning head.
Because I don't think the doctor has a shot for that anymore. It used to be, back in the days, it used to be a simple shot. Mm. Now, that requires removal.
Mm. Yeah, I'm scared of penis.
Well...
Dr. Susie,
Lady Tuesday.
I have a gift for you. I wanted to.
Okay,
give
but
you
before
something.
You do, can we have a hand for Lady Tuesday,
yeah.
please?
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, femme calm, baby.
Yeah, I love the bottle.
Yeah, we're gonna have gifts in just a moment.
Oh, gifts.
But I think we should have some hot wax because our candles are starting to burn.
See, so mine is still in charge. Mine is large and in charge.
I see that. I see that. Well, I mean, you know, we don't know yet.
Phoenix.
We've been having candle
burning.
Races all week, and one thing we know is you just don't know who's going to win until it gets right down to it. It's sort of like life and death, you know. Mm. You don't know until you get to the end of it.
Uh-oh.
Who's going to go first? Who's going to be in those obit pages? Anyway, here are the candles. Candlelight is so romantic. I have a hot romantic here.
Yes. Mm.
So you said something about... Now you need to take your jacket off, I think.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I'm getting hot.
Let's play strip dreidel without the dreidel.
Hey, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
Dr. Susie, you have about 6 minutes right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
and...
Right. Oh, shoot.
Dreidel. I started late, though.
Dreidel. Yeah, I know, but it's the tape that's running
out. Oh, okay. So strip dreidel hits... let's see. Let me do it again. And around and around and around she goes.
Uh-oh, get naked.
Okay, it means get naked,
yay!
Right. Shin uh-oh. Means you lose, so you just have to lose.
Take it off.
What? I didn't
lose. Well, oh, no. She said what?
Okay, well, you don't have to take it all off. You have to take some of it off. Okay. And you did. You took off.
Took your jacket.
The jacket is gone. Everything else
is off.
Flash of titties.
Beautiful.
Now, I don't know about waxing titties. Oh, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. Yes, me too.
Have
right?
you had hot wax? Try it on your butt first. Let's try it on your booty first.
Yeah, the booty would appreciate it.
Let's try it on the booty.
The booty will appreciate it.
That's right. And no, I'm not going to use one of the Hanukkah candles. I'm going to just use the dick and this.
The dick is good. That one's good.
The dick.
It's the best. The dick for the ass.
Okay, so put your ass.
Does the dick have a pool?
It has.
Wax.
It has
okay, a go down. Makeup. It's the more space uh-oh between me and you, the less it hurts.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Beautiful. Can we have a microphone for the lady?
Wax?
Can
isn't
you get on the side of her? Well,
isn't it
yes,
a smack and wax situation? So the booty
oh, that's so exciting. So
it is exciting,
ready,
right?
It is.
Oh, ow, wow.
Ooh, that was a little closer.
Get the booty ready. You got to okay, you got to okay, smack.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah.
Oh. Phoenix, you got to smack as you wax.
Nah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Prep the booty.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. That feels good.
See, there's a booty prep. That's what you need.
Oh my God! Oh, hot wax and pat and spanking.
See?
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I've never experienced that before.
That's a veteran move.
Oh my God! That is sexy. Ow!
Yeah.
Ow! Ow!
Hey,
ow!
I hurt myself.
Ow! Oh,
I love it.
Ow. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I prefer. Honey.
Yeah, you keep moving your ass up. So the more you move it up, the closer it gets to the fire.
I know it's cooler down lower, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you can take a lot, lady.
She's pretty good, though. And doesn't she have an
that's
amazing
exciting
booty?
Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Such an amazing what booty. I think we're going to do more. Whoa.
Amazing.
We're waxing that booty,
okay,
baby.
Good.
Do you want to try some on your boobs or no?
Okay. Yeah.
Up
we'll
to
see
you.
Okay.
So go even lower. Actually, go down.
Okay.
I'm sure glad you lost.
Okay. And
thank
now
you.
Yeah,
let's open up
thank
the lovely
yeah, yeah
outfit. Yes.
Oh,
okay,
gorgeous.
And lean back
oh
so we don't get this on your
Facebook
face.
Can't see that.
Get it on my
Facebook,
face.
Turn no, the no, Facebook no camera
turn
away.
Turn the Facebook camera. You can't see these boobs,
too
Facebook.
Bad, Facebook.
We're now
bye,
doing
Facebook
hot wax on the boobs.
Okay.
I think I'll just do this first.
That sounds like a song, hot wax
okay,
on the
buff
boobs.
Is okay, but okay.
Hot wax on the boobs.
Oh.
Hot wax on the boobs. Hot wax on the boobs. Hot wax on the boobs.
Oh,
hot wax it on the boob. That's okay, I'm going to stop.
Girl, that looks
feels
like hot
good
wax on the
gorgeous
melon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, how did that feel? That's okay. That went right down
yeah
between them.
Melon.
Melon.
What happened here?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so sexy. Oh, yeah, I like it. Just a little stingy.
Just a little stingy.
Little, you know, just a little stingy. Oh, that's sexy. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to need a cigarette after this.
On the boobs.
I think I'm pregnant.
Dr. Cecilia,
Hanukkah will never be
you're
the same.
Good. No, you're so good at this.
Thank
from the,
you.
I'm pregnant.
From the dick
I
handle
have a really good victim. A subject for
this too, man,
my hot wax erotica. And these are just some beautiful boobs.
Oh, my
oh
God.
Yes.
Microphone check.
Whoa, whoa, I don't want to get it on your face. So.
No, no. Uh-oh. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah.
No rim shots.
Oh, yes. Beautiful
oh
boobs.
Goodness.
I know you wanted to see a penis, Sherry, but this is a waxed set of boobs. It's pretty good, right?
I got my
boboobs.
Talking to the mic. Talking to the mic.
I'm itching to try it myself,
yummy
dear.
Yes, may Sherry try?
Voting for the penis.
Okay, here.
No, no, I want
the penis.
Penis.
Okay, she wants the penis.
Yeah.
Okay,
Richard,
but high up. Stand up. Stand up. High up. Let me take your mic.
Oh, we're not waxing a penis?
We might be.
You got a lot of penis in the room.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Okay, now what should I do? Down here? Down here?
Oh, my goodness.
Praise her.
Wow.
They're covering my tits.
I have never experienced anything like this in my life. My country ass is in shock
oh,
right
wait
now.
No, up higher. Up higher.
Yeah,
higher.
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 Yeah,
higher. Higher.
See what happens when you leave Alabama?
Higher. 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 Higher.
Jesus.
Okay, 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 okay.
Jesus.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hi, hi. See, Sherry is a sadist. Okay. And here, take the microphone, please.
No, it's. But it goes away fast. It just it's a second.
That's what he said.
It's only just temporary, but you are naughty. You're gonna get it.
Oh, but look at how beautiful.
It looks gorgeous.
Christine Dupre's fabulous boobs look.
It's like a work of art.
This is a work of art. Here, come forward and be by the actual Hanukkah candles. Stand up or kneel by the Hanukkah candles. so we can see the beautiful hot
racks. We are
racks.
Not in Alabama no more Tuesdays.
No. No. And lean back some more.
They don't do this shit back home.
They do.
They just don't do it on television.
They keep it on the low. They keep it on the
That's
low.
That's right. That's right.
Oh.
We do it in the back alleys.
Yeah. They're in the woodshed doing this.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought somebody was getting whooped. They was Susie, really back there.
I see.
That's oh, wow. Gorgeous.
Susan.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Susan.
Yes, my darling. Oh, yes.
Susan.
So, yes, Max.
The wax is blue.
I see that we have 3 minutes. And so, you know, we're going to be leaving in 3 minutes. And I can't
Very
hear.
Very good for your skin.
What?
Bring the candles down.
Oh, bring the candles down. Okay.
Thank you.
And down go the candles. Okay, so then I have to back up. Okay, so the candles are down, and we are going to take a little break. To Oh, yeah, okay. And there's, look at the butt, too.
Gorgeous.
Wow. What a hot body, Christine Dupre, former penthouse pet and author and wrestler. Okay, you can't talk without a microphone, girl, so don't even try. And
hot romantic escapades for lovers with all kinds of fun ideas to keep the thrill alive.
Yes, naughty indeed. Ideas. And we're going to have more thrilling fun in just a few moments. We're just going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Hanukkah Bonoboville Communion. Oh, yes. And more hot wax and more hot fun for Hanukkah, Xmas, Kwanzaa, Bodhi Day, and Winter Solstice, Saturnalia, all of it. So don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back. Squeeze them, baby, squeeze them.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. She's mounting the Sibian.
Ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot.
Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, Patrick. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating masturbation month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding ding dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui. Oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
coming! Hallelujah!
Come for us, sister of the winner. Come for
look at that face. That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful human being, thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen,
an orgasm.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think
amen.
We have orgasm, Houston. Whee! And let's we have a hand.
Orgasm. We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Dang, dang.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God! Oh! Whoa! Whoa! Oh!
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Happy Hanukkah, Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach and Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Gitchanu Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu LaHadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. Da-da. Amen. And
amen. A-women.
A-women. Hey, the women are talking now, baby. Me too, me too, me too, me too. So, We're going to do a little more hot wax before we get back with our exciting femdom, Sherry Rose, and femcoms right here, Lady Tuesday and Caramel Gray. So, let's see these tits. Wow. They're still waxed. Wow. This is Christine Dupre. Will you stand up, please? Look at you. Gosh.
Gorgeous.
You are gorgeous. Wait. Can I have a mic? I was going to have her talk into my candle, but.
All this stuff just gets you right in the mood, makes you forget all your problems.
You know, a little bit of pain does that.
Yeah. Or naughtiness.
Too much. And it becomes a problem. But if it's just a little bit, and everybody's idea of a little bit is different, right, Sherry? Rabbi.
Everybody has their limits.
I know this is already a little bit blasphemous, but you want red or white or a combination or the blue dick?
Dick's a good one.
The blue dick.
It pulls up that way. It's better that
way,
really.
Yes, it does pull
up. It's a better color.
Okay, so we have now the lovely, amazing Phoenix Dawn, who's going to do a little strip tease. Maybe we're going to have the Kingster music here.
Uh-oh.
And then she's going to get a little hot wax.
All right.
And then maybe we're going to also do Hanukkah communion. Go ahead. Go.
We definitely are not in Alabama.
No, I would have brought some dollars.
My eyes closed.
Oh, we done lost a life.
They call me freaky and they say I'm dirty. Cause I'm a fantasy's a slightly
I am not in Alabama no more.
No more.
Topsy-turvy.
Aren't you lucky to be here? Yeah.
Yeah. We're
good
lucky there are women like you in Alabama. Still.
Absolutely.
Although they're not exactly like you. But.
I want to wank as you spit in my face. I gotta have that cake.
Okay, darling. Get down. Get down, like right here. So maybe over there so they can see you. Right by the candles. So we had the ambiance. So let's start with your butt, because the butt is tougher than the boobs. And pull your stuff up. Yeah, there you go.
Pull your stuff up.
Okay, and pull that music down. Although I must admit that I'm a libertine. And, yeah, you
turn
kind of look 17
down.
From behind. But no, you can't be doing it with 17.
Bring the music
just
down.
Just pretend. Bring the music down. Fantasy role play. Yes. Oh, yes. We're going to do the nasty very well. And, yeah, I know your butt wants to move. But right now we are going to do a little hot wax. How's that? Do you have a mic? Microphone, take a microphone and tell us how you're doing.
Oh, really
does it feel good?
Yeah, it feels really good.
Hot wax,
yeah,
baby.
You're a little spanking there.
You couldn't see it.
Okay, and now the other side is the dick. Okay,
some
now of course
candles.
The dick comes a lot more than just the regular Hanukkah candle.
Because
that's
it.
How dicks are.
I feel it.
The dicks come. Really
like
good.
Somebody,
get the Hanukkah candles too.
Susan.
Picture, please. Whoa.
Susan.
Yes.
Susan.
The ass is on fire.
This no, her ass.
Susan.
This is a part of the Southern California fire.
Remember the song, The Roof. The
and
roof. The ass is on fire.
We are being very careful. Her ass is not on fire. Okay.
Not
her
yet.
Ass is hot.
Her ass is hot.
And her ass is waxed.
Her
and could
ass
you please.
Is hot.
Could you turn around and show the people your ass?
It is on fire.
We love the fire department, and they
it's
need
smoking.
Not come
oh,
here, but
beautiful.
It is a smoking
See,
hot ass.
It's a smoking
and
ass
it has thing. Been beautifully waxed.
It's like a pretty little picture. Look at
it. It sure is. It's
you're not going to grow hair in any of those areas.
See,
thank
the
God.
The blue cock.
That's a great wax job, right?
The blue cock actually does have white wax. Maybe we should do red wax.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's mix it up.
Yeah. So some of the candles some you the noticed candles have gone out.
And you see mine still standing though.
I see that. I see that.
You see that ball?
No, yours lost.
None of the critical players have had their candles go out.
The critical player.
I'm talking shit about my candle, okay?
Do it again.
All right, so now we've got some Christmas red Hanukkah candles. Okay, so are you ready for the boobs? Now.
Is she set up for that?
Okay, so lean back a lot. We don't want any of this in your eye.
Please.
And it's
you got the debris.
Melting.
If anything happens.
Anyway, I don't think anybody minds just looking at Phoenix's boobs.
Hardly.
Okay.
No.
It's melting. I don't want it to, you know, melt too much. Okay, so now it's going to go. Ow. There we go. Whoops.
Oh, that was nice.
That was a fly.
Okay, lean back. Ah.
Uh-huh. Do it again.
Vampire.
Looks beautiful.
It's smoking.
Now.
You're going to have to mix another like color because it's going to look like chicken
hot
pot.
Wax time, babies. Okay. Whoa. Oh, that's heavy breathing. Put them up.
Too excited. Hold your breath.
Whoa.
Ow. Watch your hair.
Ah. Beautiful.
I don't think any black people do this kind of stuff.
Well, you're participating.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, exactly. behind closed doors.
You need to put her butt on.
My door is closed.
Y'all inbox me if y'all into this. I need to find out if any brothers and sisters do this at home.
They be doing it. More candles are going out.
No, my candle is still
in charge.
That's very good.
Large and in charge.
Large and in charge.
All right. That's very nice. Let's hear it for Phoenix, Dawn.
We'll be taking it.
And I'm just going to put these candles in here. Okay, so
now does it just chip off or what?
Okay. Great way of getting it off.
I got a fingernail full.
But you need a.
You guys can spank it off.
Get it off. Or,
yeah, you can spank it off.
Or whip it off.
I don't really want to do whipping.
No.
A little bit of spanking. Let me hold the mic and
wax booty crumbs.
Yeah, or you can just keep it on for a little while and be wax girl.
Yes.
Superhero. Because after all, it's hot wax night. And some people, you know, they actually go to waxers. So we're running out of candles. These two don't count because I was just using them for the hot wax play.
Right.
And so.
So.
Hot wax Hanukkah. Yeah. Okay, I'm just so excited to be celebrating the miracle of Alabama with two ladies from Alabama. I just have to shout that out, and now we're going to have a very careful communion, okay? Because we don't want to upset the candles because they're glowing.
And then after that, Frankie's here. Frankie's pizza.
Yes. As soon as the candles go out, which will be
some pizza
in about 5 minutes. I just feel that pizza in the candles, I don't know.
What a combination.
But yeah, we've got pizza. We've got pizza.
Look at Frankie here. Take a picture of him.
Okay. Well, we
could
bring
him in. Full
of pizza.
Should I bring him in?
Yeah, you could bring him in.
Frankie, come in.
I don't know if my ladies want to eat pizza at the moment.
Not exactly.
Not ready for the pizza.
That's okay. We're
going
to leave it here for you. It's not kosher.
Okay. Oh, you could put it by the chocolate, I guess.
Yeah, put it right here. Yeah.
Okay. Don't knock over the.
It's an offering.
The Aladdin's lamp.
No, okay.
Frankie's our new pizza maker.
Thank you, Frankie.
And
he has it on a Hanukkah plate. Very good. All right. Thank you. Hey, Frankie, come on up here.
I
Frankie.
Go ahead.
Frankie, come on up here.
Frankie, just come here and see some ass.
This guy.
I know what you're doing.
This guy Frankie. Used to watch you on television
here. TNA.
When he was a
That's
kid.
What he gave
honest.
TNA. I know.
This guy used to watch.
Can we just take a can I get the paparazzi yes, with me and Frankie, sure, please, and the pizza? Okay, here we are.
You a smart man.
It's, you know, the pizza deli. Thank you, Frankie. Okay, so, all right. So we're going to do a little bit of Bonoboville communion now.
See, she's got her.
And the only thing is, instead of our usual drink, we're going to be drinking Manischewitz wine.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Has anybody here ever had Manischewitz wine?
That's memories. Every Jewish holiday, they would always give us the Manischewitz wine, the kids, to drink.
Really?
We'd be drunk and sleeping. They were loving it. They got rid of us. It was so easy.
It was brilliant. Right?
Yeah, they give this. You know, I drank this as a kid. It tastes like grape juice.
Yeah, or like.
Oh. Yeah. It does.
Maybe a little bit. Cough syrup, I think.
That's like Italian wine. That's what you used to drink for dinner.
Talk on a mic. Everyone must talk on a mic. It is very sweet.
Sticky sweet.
Think of it like as a liqueur.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of like a wine liqueur.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So can you hold this, please, my lovely assistant? And we will pour a couple of these, just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to taste this stuff. It's also very high alcohol proof, actually. Right. Manischewitz. Yep. The drink of champions.
Am I going to be able to drive home?
Uber that shit.
No.
Yeah. So
well, I'm not going to give you much.
You'll drive me home.
Okay, so we're going to have the first Bonoboville communion should probably be with, I don't know. How about
Coke?
Well, how about Sherry? Would you like to take communion or give it?
That's a great question. I'll be giving it in a couple of weeks, but I think I'll take it from you. I'd love to take it from you, Susan.
From me? Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, Christine is excited. She wanted me to do something.
Yes.
Okay, so she's going to take it from me and my
we'll do it for more than one.
Jewish That's nipples, okay. I guess. Okay.
Gotta love the nipples.
And then we're going to do you guys. Yeah, I mean, people want to see other boobies besides mine. In fact, Sherry, you should show your boobies.
Thank you.
You have tremendous, beautiful boobies.
Free the titties.
Free the titties. And whoops.
All right. For you, Susan.
For me, yay! Yes, thank you. You could, you know, kind of have
only,
the...
Only as much as I want.
Yeah, only as much as you like want, that. Absolutely. But I think that the tallest framing the boobs is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, take
Y'all
it off, take
so
it off.
The freest ladies I've ever
strip,
been in
strip.
My life.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah, okay. This is Mistress Sherry Rose. And I think this is, I don't know, her...
And Manischewitz wine, many, we'd like to
she's
present.
She's had many Hanukkahs, but so many Hanukkahs, we can't count how many Hanukkahs she's had. But she is now, she is a MILF and a GILF. And, okay, so here's the salt. And I am both... The receiver, am I the receiver? I'm the giver.
You're the altar.
I am the altar, that's right. Okay, so hold this. You know, you could be on your side because you have to lick my titty.
I'm good.
And then you're going to get on your knees. Okay, so first, is that all the titty you're going to show? Or are you going to show any more?
Take it off.
That's it.
Not yet, okay. And like this.
You guys just be greedy.
Okay. No, I'm not greedy. I'm asking.
I'm not naked too many times.
Okay.
These days,
so
okay.
Go ahead and lick.
I am so loving it. What?
Nice. Thank you. And my assistant is right there. Phoenix on the spot with the sacred salt. Nice. And I know she's a sadist, but she didn't even bite my nipple too hard. She was very nice. I would just like to give a hand to Sherry Rose. And now I would like to have you get down between my legs. Yes. And now turn around. Before the Hanukkah lights. And lean back against my leg. And now, here we go.
Careful.
Down. Okay, and that's Okay, just swallow that. This is waterboarding with Manischewitz wine, Bonobo style. Would you like some more, or is that good?
That was perfect.
That was perfect. Okay. Perfect. Okay, I know you're not a big drinker, so.
Bottoms up.
Whoa, that stuff is very, very sweet. Okay, thank you, Sherry, for drinking from my altar. Ah, yes. So I would ask my new guests if you would like to do communion. You're scared. Okay, one more. You watch, and then maybe you'll do. Okay, so you two want to do a communion?
Do you want to be the altar, or do you want me to be the altar? Do you want me to give, or do you want to take? I bet you will.
She's a taker.
We both take.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's see. Okay. So where are you going to take it from? Her boobs. Okay. So she sits down. Yeah, take it right here. Sit down. Sit down. And I love how both of you are all waxy behind the... do you have a mic?
I have to go
here.
Okay,
can I have this mic?
Here.
Okay, and what you have to do is lick something, whatever you desire.
I forgot. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
it's okay.
I'll lick her.
Okay. Lick her, yes.
I'll lick your nipple.
There you go. That sounds good. Okay.
Microphone. There's one more microphone.
Oh, another mic. I was sitting on it. Gosh, I thought it was a candle.
Okay. It wasn't the dick candle.
Right, right. Okay, and now the licking begins. Did you lick? No, you lick first.
Oh.
And then I put where
you gotta lick it before you can stick it.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. All right.
You need to juice it up, right?
Yeah. Get it wet. Get it nice and wet.
A little lubrication.
Lubrication is important.
She got the wax in her mouth.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The salt is hard to stick anyway.
The sacred salt.
You want it? This is the sacred salt. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri
HaGafen.
This is, well, we're going to drink wine.
Okay. I don't have my
okay. But
it's all right.
I was doing that for
the
wine
you
drank. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Here we go. Okay. And now you get your waterboarding. Lean back.
Lean back, baby.
Okay.
Let me see that head in my vagina.
And yes. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kidshanu B'Mitzvotav. No, that's the other one. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri HaGafen. Amen. Amen. And I'm Manischewitz, baby.
I'm
waterboarding with Manischewitz wine, Bonobo style.
What a great commercial for Manischewitz wine.
Wait, who won? We don't even know.
I won.
You won. Okay.
I won.
Oh, mine won out already. I see it.
I won. Mine's right there.
Okay,
it's still alive. Mine's right there.
Oh, that's right. That is yours.
See?
All right, Phoenix.
Winning.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, see those big...
Give me all the chocolate.
Those large and in charges went out.
Give me all the candy.
These two don't count.
Give me all the candy.
Okay, so now you get the candy, you get to distribute it.
Oh, seriously?
Well, and the pizza.
And the pizza.
Yeah, right.
I have it all?
You win it all, and you that means you have to
basically
give it out.
I'm not giving it to
no one. Or you could hoard it.
I'm going to hoard it.
I'm going to hoard
all
right, we're going to pay attention to that, right?
Mine
this is a small village.
Mine went out already.
This is not like the corporate structure where we don't see that you're stealing and that you're hoarding, right? We see, so now we see you're being generous. Hey, all you rich people, why can't you do this? Come on.
They're not about that life.
Why don't you give away some money?
Yeah, rich people.
There's so many good things that their money could do for our country or for
right.
individuals, for artists, for people who are struggling with homelessness. I mean, my God, it's horrible. I'm sorry, I'm being really political.
No, no,
on
no.
Monica.
Go very political.
You know, I get very political about this.
This is
very, it's very upsetting.
Yeah.
They're writing about us in the Guardian this week. There's an amazing article about homelessness in America. It's everyone should read it. And we're worse than third world countries.
Yeah,
we really are.
Homeless population.
That's what we are. We're worse than a third world country.
I work with homeless population.
Where? In here? Not in LA, but
in Culver City.
Really?
Really?
Oh, where, right around the corner.
Where do you live in Culver City? I mean, where do
we
you
might have to go there one
yeah.
of these days.
I want to go. Okay. All right.
All right.
Amazing.
Does everyone have chocolate?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you want to do Bonoboville Communion?
There's also pizza on the bar if you're hungry.
No, I'm not.
Girl,
because
you should do it. Come on.
Okay. All the candles are going out.
See, but her candle been out.
Y'all gotta understand. Y'all hanging out with a celibate lady that is a flaming heterosexual. Flaming heterosexual.
So why your candle go out?
I can't.
Stir
yeah, but
up.
It's kind of a bonobo thing. I mean, it's not as though we're not really having like full-on sex.
Right.
Okay. But you know, you don't have to.
Get some pizza?
We can move on. I just like to offer.
Oh, I know.
You know, and it doesn't have to be the boobs,
like,
by the way. It could be the
wrist. You give me communion?
Why you don't do it? I can tell you can do it.
Can I give communion off of you?
I thought we were keeping true to our...
Me to give you
okay, then how about you just spank Trump?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Can you spank Trump? Okay.
You have a mouthful of chocolate.
You want to take me?
Well, wait a second.
I call him a nutsy.
Okay, now spank his balls.
He's a nutsy.
Or his little
wiener.
Yeah.
I would thump it.
I wish I could.
Well, here.
I just wish I could comb his hair. I just wish I could
spank it with a book. That's.
I just
want to
know how
book.
He has all this money. He still can't find a good stylist. That's the problem I have with him.
Yeah, that's right. Close the book on him. At least he's staying gagged. We appreciate that.
Yeah, he is.
And this is how he should be on net neutrality. And same with that other guy, Ajit Pai. Oh, he should keep his mouth shut. And, yeah.
She gave him a paper cut.
Good. She gave him a paper cut.
Oh, my goodness.
Paper cut on that dick.
That's a beautiful view there.
Okay. You got a view of my ass.
May I touch it? Is it all right?
Yeah, you can touch my ass, baby.
Consent is everything.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And, you know, that brings me to the Me Too movement. Right? We always talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I should let my guests talk about it. Although I want to say something based on what Lady Tuesday said about mamas, about moms, and maybe specifically Jewish mothers, because I grew up with one of those.
And I am one.
And yet, Max, when I told Max about this problem, he said, well, that's true of Italian mothers, too.
Yep.
So here's the problem. And I think it's part of, you know, the reason that so many guys are getting into trouble. And it's kind of sad because it's out of the goodness of a mother's heart that she says to her son, no woman is good enough for you. That she says, you're my baby.
Ooh.
No one is ever going to love you like I love you. And you deserve the best. And she's not good enough. And she's a whore. And she's after your money. And she's, you know, only in this for herself. And so many things, you know. I mean, I married... Max, his mother was no longer with us. Right, it's true. I was at first laughing at what you were saying, but I realized that I did that.
You
know? So you know, there is something to that, and all I can say is, moms, you know, be careful about that. We know you love your boys, and it's good to give them love. And you know, the other side of the equation is don't you know teach them to be murderers and rapists and say, be nice to girls, but also just let them know that they might find girls that are really nice.
Right.
That all women are not out to get them.
That's right.
Or else they're going to want to, you know, wank and go and do it with girls that don't want to do it because they figure all the girls don't like it.
Yeah. That used to be a sort of a discredited theory that mothers cause their sons to be gay. That was like huge.
Well, it's not a cause.
Well, that was what people thought, and mothers became very nervous about that because a lot of Jewish boys became gay. A lot of them. Was it because they were born that way, or because their mothers were overly indulgent?
Well, you know, everything has an influence, and certainly mother has a big influence.
Huge.
Genes have an influence, you know, whether they're the ones in your body or the ones you can't get into after. you know, all of it has an influence. But mother, you know, more than father, more than brother, more than sister, usually mother is, you know, the first one you love.
Right. Absolutely.
You come out of her body. And, you know, I don't know. It seems like that's an important thing. And I say this also as a sex therapist, because I hear this from a lot of my clients who have trouble with women. A lot of the nice men who have trouble with women. And they often tell me that their mother is just so intense one way or another. Mm-hmm. So, like, wonderful or horrible, and you know, some of it is just it just by virtue of being a mother.
Set boundaries, okay, mothers. Get the titty at your grown ass man's son's mouth. Quit letting him suck your nipples all a long time.
Okay? Let him be with other women.
Cut the umbilical cord and let his ass grow up.
You know, let his ass grow up. You know that is important.
That's important.
And know that your love can evolve,
right.
And I think you know, boys don't necessarily want to grow up. You know, they would like to have you clean up after them and do everything.
That's they all have Peter Pan syndrome.
Boys like being boys.
That's why I'm single.
Yeah,
they all are that way.
But you know,
is it our fault as mothers for babying them too long? Is that what you're saying?
No, I guess no. Yes. I'm saying there's a lot of fault to go around. I'm saying that there is a lot of responsibility that we all have as humans in society. And I guess dads could also be saying to their sons, no woman is good enough for you.
Yeah, I
mean, some dads will say, yeah, that woman is a whore. I mean, that's true. So, or that woman wants you for my money, which is very emasculating as well as being just very anti-woman. And so many dads do say that.
Yeah.
So moms, dads, all of you, I guess we're just... It's so much about opening up, and as you say, letting go.
You know, but don't guys want women like their mothers?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
And
they
nothing wrong with that.
So what kind of whore are you then? I mean,
you know what I'm saying? But I mean, and that's true. And that's true that mothers should remember that. Just think, if your boy wants a girl, she's probably like you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's so hard to deal with. I have an adult son.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's dating here and there, fresh out of the Navy. So you're welcome. I gave birth to somebody who kept our water safe.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
But I already know when he brings a woman to meet me, that's when he's serious. And that's when I have to look at her a lot more serious. Mm-hmm. I have to remove me out of the equation. Because this may be the woman that has my grandkids, and I want to have a great relationship with that person.
Wow, where were you at?
That's some scary shit.
That's scary.
Well, but that's beautiful and meaningful and true.
My ex-husband's mother.
And that's true.
You know, Susan, I just want to say something about blaming mothers, which has been for centuries. We always get blamed.
Yes.
But actually, the father has such a profound influence.
Absolutely.
If he's there and he's great, if he's there and he's a monster, if he's gone and they never meet him, I mean, there are so many more variables in the daughter-father relationship than in the mother-son.
Absolutely.
Mother-son is pretty universal, even no matter what race or religion or
Absolutely.
Who you are.
Right.
Mother-sons are pretty much the same, a lot.
Right.
Well, I guess I bring up mother-son
Father-daughters.
It is the most
and
crucial.
And father-sons, too.
Let's just say mother-son is the most crucial relationship among bonobos. Because bonobos don't know who the father is. And bonobos don't, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, because all the boys do all the girls, and everybody does everybody, really. The boys do the boys, and the girls do the girls also.
They just love each other.
So, you know, the only relationship that they really know is for sure is mother and son.
Yeah, that one's
and one
no
thing.
No mistaking that one.
And it is the only relationship, by the way, I hate to disappoint some of you guys, it's the only relationship in Bonobo Land, Bonoboville, among bonobos, that isn't sexual. I mean, it is. They don't have penis and vagina sex. They're very touchy-feely. Of course, bonobos are always touchy-feely. But bonobo boys do not put their penis in their mother's vagina, which wow. they put in everybody else's. So there is that
wow.
little taboo.
So they know that, that they one know vagina that one is thing. Off limits.
Yes.
That one
but
vagina.
They are very, very close to their mothers, and their mothers introduce okay. them to other females mm. and say, hey, do it with this one. Do it. This
See,
is
that's
my
a
friend.
Good mother.
This, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I would do
this,
that.
This
I agree.
This is who
I
want you to be with.
I would take my son and say, do her.
Yes.
That one.
Well, you're very bonobo.
Yeah.
And you are going to get a well, copy of the bonobo way.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to give it to you.
I have it.
And I'm going to sign it. Oh, but okay. before I do that, you're going to give me a gift, right? Oh.
Yes, my presents, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your presence is
yes,
a present.
That is definitely a present. But
okay.
no, I wanted to.
Okay.
See, I have your book between my
okay,
legs.
Okay, come on up here.
She said.
Okay, so you've already got a book.
Yes, I have. Yeah. It was between my legs. So.
Yes, and that's what she said. And okay.
Okay, this is a Lady Tuesday gift.
Ooh.
This is what I thought of for you.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Beautiful,
oh,
very wow. ladylike. Yes, this
that
reminds
is...
me of the perfumes in Paris, you know,
yes.
that have the
yes.
beautiful yes. design, right, Max?
Right.
The design.
See,
of,
you should wear that.
It's
that
like it doesn't. Outfit. It almost doesn't matter what it smells like. It's just such a beautiful bottle.
That was the hit.
That's
yeah.
the most important
that
thing.
Oh,
that
was thank
the
you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, that is so pretty, pretty, yes. pretty, Lady Tuesday. Very ladylike and yet, you know, hot. Hot, hot, hot. Yeah.
I wonder what it smells like, Susan.
That's
okay.
A surprise. Don't
well,
don't. It's one of those.
No.
Keep it, look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep
it,
look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
I want
right?
to smell it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me too. I want to smell
yeah,
it too.
It
everyone it. Wants to smell it.
Smell
so
it.
Overruled.
Do it, do it, do it.
Smell it.
Okay.
Well, I teased you a little bit.
I know you did. It's
yeah.
all right.
Yeah.
Everybody oh. teases me,
yeah.
including
okay.
my children.
But you know what?
I
this is
do.
Tough to open now.
See?
So, okay. So Phoenix. Who wants to do this?
Crack
my
it.
Assistant. Okay.
Crack it open.
Crack it open with your teeth. No, don't do that. I'm not paying no dental bills. Okay.
Get some free dental work.
Meanwhile.
Uh-oh.
Didn't give him a good
I'm kind of feeling sorry for this dude.
Are you?
Psych!
No.
Bump that sucker. Oh, wow. Beat him. Beat him.
That's all. He's a tight ass. That's all you could get in there.
Okay. Oh, put his gag in. The most important thing
should
be
up.
That he shut up.
He talked too much. Shut up.
No, he tweets.
Oh, yeah,
too
he
much.
Tweets.
Well,
late.
He
yeah.
tweets That's too much.
But when he does
you
speak,
need to gag his fingers.
But see, he doesn't have any fingers.
Okay.
He still thinks. He still thinks. He still thinks.
I can't get it in.
He's okay. a harmless set of balls.
That's what he said.
You know, he may end up like Mussolini.
Strung up.
Strung upside
he
down.
He thought Frederick True. Douglass was still alive when he was doing Black History Month. That's when I
that.
Stopped listening to him.
Yes.
I stopped listening to him when he thought
he
Frederick
sure he
Douglass
really
was
did.
Still alive.
That was some fucked up shit.
I was like, that. Frederick Douglass been dead, dude. Are you serious?
I mean, he was happy he learned a black name of somebody he didn't
he
know.
He was all Frederick Douglass.
You know?
He was such he's such a good man. I'm like, dude, this man is dead. You idiot.
It was so true.
You are the president.
That.
That's
it's
like when Cole was spelling potato. Remember when he was selling
like
potato?
I want to eat it. It's good.
It's sweet and
mm-hmm.
it,
yeah,
smells
it smells real
that's
good.
Smell good.
That's what they got. That
now that's
beautiful.
How a lady should smell.
That's how
who
how
wants
a
squirt?
Smell.
I do.
Cause there's some
yeah,
ladies at my church
like
be smelling
candy.
Like be smelling
What's
like
that?
Onions.
Onions.
I'm like, golly.
No, it smells.
How
like
you come to church smelling like an onion? Ooh, that smells good. No, I'm talking about this lady at church.
Let me see.
Oh. Wait
she
a
smelled
second.
Like an onion last Sunday.
Does someone smell like an onion?
Yes. Oh. I was like, oh, Lord, please don't come say good morning to me.
Wait a second. How does it
smell like onion?
It's like a little corset on top.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
wonderful.
Adorable.
That's awesome.
Just
how does
gorgeous.
This go?
It's you. She knew you.
Yeah,
she,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, like this.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
Oh, no, it's backwards.
The ass had
the ass.
Head.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
Oh, that,
there's
is
the
that sexy.
The,
yes,
that's
honey,
sexy.
That's her. That was a very
yeah,
thoughtful gift.
That's,
that's awesome.
This is what you need. Those fishnets.
Oh yeah. Well, I've got them.
Fishnets.
I mean, they're not fishnets, but
black
they're close
Danny
enough.
Holes.
And I also have a talus on. That's
true.
I'm trying to be like y'all when I grow up.
Right.
Okay, so I think we have time for a song.
Ooh,
yes, a song.
Okay.
10 minutes hard.
Yeah.
Or salt. No, not salt.
I will make hard you who
please
are
make it hard.
And I will make wet you who are dry.
That smells good.
If the spirit of sex is with me tonight.
Yes, I think it is.
And I feel that it is. I will manifest Ikor the Wolf.
Woo!
Ow!
Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Show some nipple and maybe he'll come.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm doing an owl.
I'm starting to get...
Yay!
Yeah,
yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, Bonoboville. Here he comes.
Ow!
Get it, boo.
Here's Mr. Bonoboville.
You want the bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the warm room. No?
Yes, you are.
Surrounded by all these beautiful ladies.
All these beautiful
bad ladies.
Ladies.
Bad, all these bad girls.
You have got to
I'm
say
a good
a
lady.
Blessing
I'm a good lady.
For yourself, that's being right. Among beautiful ladies.
You should be consider yourself lucky and fortunate, as are we.
Oh, man, yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
That's a beautiful all thing. Right. End the year out like this, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Surrounded by nothing but beautiful women. I love it. Bad girls club.
We know you ain't blind.
The bad girls
I'm not
club.
We know you not blind.
Got some bad girls in the club out there on the couch.
You
got some
see,
bad girls
yeah.
out there.
Oh, yeah. We do. Yeah. I'm starting to think that maybe you should
two
sing
of my,
about
two of my friends are here. They're
bad
both
girls,
they're okay. both bad girls. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing up here with the Hanukkah hot wax.
Yeah, because we've been doing some hot wax.
Food,
in fact,
there's food everywhere.
There's Let's food. There's
it.
Also pizza right
Let's
here.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm going to just
pizza. Yeah, move eggs.
Right over here.
Okay. We got over there, Doc.
Here. I'm
oh, it's slippery. The wax is slippery.
Gonna,
oh, we're
oh, is that what's happening?
Well, the wax is
oh,
slippery on it.
Broke.
Yeah.
Be careful.
He like, hell no.
No, maybe I won't do that now.
No, don't do that.
Okay. Okay, but now we're going to sing, and we're going to dance, and we're actually going to just let the candles die down.
Let the candles die down. Who won that contest with the longest?
Actually, Phoenix won.
Phoenix won.
I want to shout out to the ladies from Alabama as well, too. You know, welcome to L.A. Welcome to Canada.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I love L.A.
We love Alabama right about now.
Alabama.
We
yes,
owe
we do.
Something big
yes,
to
we
Alabama.
Do.
Roll Tide. Roy Moore, they rolled Tide. They rolled over. They rolled Tide.
That's Roy right. They took
That's
him to the woodshed.
Did.
Took him to the woodshed out there. That's why all that sex going on in the woodshed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn right. On top of that bale on. Of hay, you know.
All right, but I really like your T-shirt.
Hashtag Bonoboville.
I'd like to have it removed.
Uh-oh.
Take it off.
Yeah. Take, I'll hold the microphone.
I'm on the wrong side.
You want to remove the T-shirt? We're
going to see shirts off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Take it off, girl.
You'll thank me later.
I'm good.
Uh-oh. Slower.
I'm a shy comedian.
You said you were heterosexual.
What?
Slower.
Is he beautiful?
She said you said you was heterosexual. Get your ass up here.
He's so
I'm shy.
Beautiful.
I'm shy, though.
You'll loosen up.
Yeah.
That is
all right. He's, chocolate is in the house.
He's beautiful.
House.
Yes.
Yeah, she bad. Y'all, oh, y'all so say cool. She bad.
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 Come on, Ed. He be mixing me up with that. Turn it up. Give me some volume. Yeah, this for the Alabama ladies. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say, damn. Thick like jam, 10 times down piece, added up, to my dollar made me dump. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf out roaming, I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way she move that thing. Shake that thing,
shake
it
bang.
The whole room shake from an ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop, that's still the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, that bell can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. hey, that girl can go bang. Everybody stop and look at Bama. That thing, bang, got him ready to spend some dough. Oh, yeah, we up in Bonobo. Yeah, they showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man. I don't even know, but this night for sure. That deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it, no static dub. Baddest one in the club right here. Yes, sir, I ain't lying. I'm fine, she got it like that. She bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop. Cause she got me turnt by the way she popping. The way she popping got me hot. So don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy all round. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yes, she dying, oh my. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Ooh, yeah, got Glock to go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, top block to go. Come on, what do y'all say, y'all? She bad, what? I can't hear y'all.
She bad.
What?
Yeah. She bad.
What?
She
bad. What?
She bad.
What?
Yeah.
What?
She bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Acorn the Wolf in Bonoboville. Woo! Acorn. Oh, Acorn. Oh. Oh, oh, oh.
That's the first time I ever had a lady shaking. Smack my booty.
Yeah, okay, so you had a first time experience there.
Welcome to Bonoboville.
A lady smacked your booty.
Welcome to sexuality,
which,
baby.
It,
welcome to
Christine?
Openness.
Christine. You well, Christine is a very special lady. To spank your booty.
Y'all don't understand. I am so corny. And if it wasn't
well,
for stand up.
You got on corn tonight.
If it wasn't for stand up, I wouldn't even have social media. I am such a nerd. I am a hermit when it comes to.
So now that was not
here,
sexual
tell.
Harassment.
No, no, no.
Okay, okay.
Not sexual harassment.
No, I'm here I just want to make sure.
I'm here because I want to be here, but yeah. It's like.
This is a place for no nerds. Nobody judge you here, baby.
Yeah, she was shaking.
And
shaking
yes.
Shaking that thing.
We do believe. That consensuality is the most important thing about sex.
Absolutely. Yes.
But the second most important thing about sex is having some.
And I ain't had none in about 5 years.
Okay.
Yes. I think my
so
vagina did.
You don't want to have any non-consensual sex. None of that. None of that. Okay. But don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, right?
What that mean?
Don't throw out your whole sex life just because you want to be so correct and
exactly.
So
pure,
whether it's because of religion on the right or Me Too on the left or whatever it is.
No, I'm gonna tell you
these
what
things
it is.
Are all important, and sex is not the only thing in life, but it is one of the
best
things. Let
me tell you what
things.
It is. Can I tell you what it is?
Not really, because
okay,
I'm
cool.
Almost out of time. But if you have three words, just like Twitter.
It's because I can't trust people. Men sleeping with men, and that's fine.
Okay.
So I'm scared I might die.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really scared.
Thank you for trusting us with dancing
yeah.
And being beautiful yeah. And shaking your booty. And that is
what
sex
is
to me. Yeah. That is sex. That is my definition. That is, and letting her spank your booty and feeling good about it. And
all right,
just
Dr. Susan,
being part of
we won't
wrap it up.
The great
wrap
communal ecstasy of Bonoboville. And that's how we like to celebrate the holidays here yeah. At Bonoboville. We like to celebrate with the communal ecstasy that I think people used to celebrate with whenever, you know, the moon and the sun would change. And that's how we celebrate. So happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, all that stuff. I know I'm leaving out religions,
yeah, exactly.
But I just... hope we can be happy and save net neutrality and save ourselves from, you know, ecocide of the planet and save ourselves from, you know, this sexist orange pig Hitler person that has taken us over, and we gotta just kick him out of our house, just like we didn't.
That's
let
our
Roy
house.
Moore go to our capital.
That's our house, and right. We got Nazis in
and we
there.
We
got
to take some inspiration from those fabulous ladies of Alabama, and keep
and
up
all of us.
The resistance. We really do. And I know the Democrats are no saints, but none of us are. And they're better than Roy Moore and Trump. Okay? I mean, there's degrees in life, right? I mean, we can't all be fundamentalist perfectionists. And yeah, I mean, it would be a perfect world if I were president. But okay. But you know, I'm probably not gonna win. Okay. So let's just keep up the resistance and make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
It's 8 o'clock sign. Let's say bonobo. Bonobo.
Yeah, sex is good, not bad.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. Listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.